This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 9th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm and pleasant. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild evening. Haifa is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the Iran front heats up as the U.S. faces mounting pressure, with Israel confronting a growing dilemma over Hezbollah attacks earlier today. Also, Times of Israel reveals the IDF and Shin Bet have acknowledged a special mission to hunt down and eliminate all terrorists involved in the October 7th attacks, confirmed earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the Pentagon is demanding an acceleration in weapons production given the dwindling American ammunition stockpiles coming in just now. Separately, JNS highlights that Iran and Oman are nearing a deal over the Strait of Hormuz amid fresh vessel attacks from earlier today. And finally, Iran and Oman are edging toward a deal on the strategic Strait of Hormuz, with talks reported by JNS in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute, shared minutes ago that the Jordanian deputy parliament speaker expressed distrust towards Zionists, rejecting the division of Jerusalem. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported earlier today that Breton Lashinger is charged with a hate crime in the U.S. after targeting a synagogue in Florida linked to anti-Israel sentiments. Carmel Melamed, a journalist and commentator, noted today that the new agreement between Iran and Russia is fueling opposition against the Iranian regime. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the rising tensions with Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports that as the U.S. faces potential military escalation in the Gulf, Israel deals with increasing attacks from Hezbollah in Lebanon. This situation intensifies regional instability and poses significant challenges for Israeli defense strategies. Turning to the IDF and Shin Bet's special mission, according to the Times of Israel, they are using advanced technology like facial recognition and AI to track and eliminate those involved in the October 7th attacks. This effort aims to prevent future threats and bring justice to victims and their families. Meanwhile, as Israel Hayom highlights, the Pentagon's call for increased weapons production reflects concerns over depleted stockpiles amid ongoing conflicts. This move may impact global defense dynamics and supply chains. Finally, JNS reports on the potential easing of tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, with Iran and Oman nearing an agreement. Such a deal could lead to the lifting of blockades on Iranian ports, a significant development for international shipping and regional diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business notes that wars and extreme weather have driven global food prices to record highs, with significant impacts on commodities like wheat and grains. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports Maxineh Hashmal is offering up to 70% off Apple products in Eilut, joining iDigital in a major clearance fair. And finally, Keytech explores the evolving drone industry in Israel, driven by growing demand and lessons learned from recent conflicts, highlighting innovations in technology and strategy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.